Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Well, Oprah said a number of years ago, there are many paths to God. In our Old Testament lesson today, Moses shares this. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is him you shall listen. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. Well, the truth of the matter is this. There is but one way to God, Jesus. Jesus said it this way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You see, it is like our theme. It's all about Jesus. Now, there are many people out there who would say otherwise, that they would say, though, there are many paths, and so there are different religions out there, but none of them follow Jesus. In our country today, probably perhaps the biggest group that's growing the largest are those who don't believe in any God at all. And those folks out there, what do? Well, they try many times to, well, quite frankly, suppress Christianity by making sure that we can't share Jesus with others. It's truly a spiritual battle that's being waged in our world. Now, Paul said it this way to the Ephesians, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Well, our gospel lesson for today shows us firsthand Jesus confronting that very thing. So let's take a look at our gospel reading for today. Now, first note in Mark's gospel account, there are many times in which he says the word immediately. Well, he uses that to emphasize the urgency of the work of the gospel. And with that urgency comes a response to it, both positive and negative. And we see both in our lesson for today. Now, Jesus is going into Capernaum. It's the Sabbath, and as is his usual habit there, well, he goes in to worship, he also goes in to teach. And so he goes in there, and Jesus begins teaching, and, well, what's the response of the people there? Well, here their thing is like, wow, here we've got this guy here who comes in and he teaches with authority, not as one of the scribes. Now, see, the scribes, well, they were in the habit of quoting other people all the time. It's like, well, so-and-so said this about what the word of the Lord says. And none of them were talking about how they saw it. And so with their doing that, well, quoting somebody else, well, it really wasn't as effective as it was with Jesus teaching. Because Jesus there, as he's teaching, well, it's rather obvious to all there that, well, he knew his material. Well, he ought to know his material. I mean, he's God after all, right? So he ought to know what's in the scripture, and he ought to know what it means. And so here he is, one who speaks then with authority. But who else noticed what was happening there? Who else responded to his preaching? Well, immediately there was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And when you go to the seminary, well, one of the things that they teach you is that when you preach, that, well, you preach with the intention that the gospel is going to change people's lives. So don't be surprised then when you see a person then who's actually changing their life. Because why? Well, the word of God is powerful and effective. And so you've heard me share that. It's a simple message here, talking about how it's the forgiveness of sins and the hope of everlasting life. That's the message that's being shared. And so with that then, well, sometimes a person responds to it positively and sometimes negatively. But don't be surprised there in all of this. It's not the person who's preaching that. It's the word of God that is powerful and effective that is causing that change in that person's life. And so what change did Jesus see that day? Well, a man with the unclean spirit hops up. And unclean meaning there that this spirit here, well, only when you have clean as holy, then unclean, well, that's demonic. And the unclean spirit speaks these words. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. It's interesting. A great contrast is happening here. We've got unclean versus clean, unholy versus holy. We have holy as in the Holy One of God. and the unclean spirit. This demon here, well, he knows. He knows that Jesus has authority. He's like, have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. Even the demon knows. He ought to. He knows he's talking to his creator right there in front of him. He knows that his future there, what's going to happen to him for disobeying the creator. You see, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. He knows where his future lies. And so how does Jesus respond then? Well, Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And what happened? Well, the unclean spirit came out of the man. Now, if you were to see an event like that, and seeing Jesus, who was teaching there with authority, what would you think? But consider again what's going on here. We've got Jesus commanding, the unclean spirit obeying. Jesus has the authority. Jesus displayed that authority. But also consider again what took place. The gospel was preached. The devil and his minions didn't like it. You see, the gospel has authority, and there are some who will fight against it. Why? Well, the world doesn't like hearing about all this, doesn't like hearing the gospel. The world wants to live its own way, and many times that's contrary to what the Lord wants. The gospel focuses our attention on the Lord. And when we do, what do we find? We find the love of God. We find forgiveness. We find everlasting life. For the gospel can be put this way. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Sometimes people respond to that. They respond to that positively, sometimes negatively. And so when it is negative, kind of like the demons there, they find it offensive. They disobeyed God and they know that their time is short, and they're going to try and do everything else that they can to make sure that you are separated from your faith in God. And so how does that happen? Well, they want to spoil all that is good. And so what do? Well, they may use other people to say that there are many paths to God. Oh, really? I don't have to use Christianity. I can do something else. What happens then? Then you depart from Christ. They use other religions that teach that, you know, there are other gods that are out there. Or you can become the god of your own planet. Or something even more devious that, well, you know, Jesus didn't die for all of your sins. You got to work them off. Or perhaps, no, you're just too bad. That you don't have that all that forgiveness. So you're still in your sins. You see, the whole point of all of this here working is trying to create doubt. Now, did Jesus really die for me? Well, and if that doesn't work, what do they try and do? They try and stop you from sharing your faith with others. You can't have a major scene here. Can't talk about your faith at work. Can't talk about it anywhere. And worse yet, you could be beaten and put to death for not believing in someone else's way. And as Jesus said of this architect of disaster, Satan, the thief, who comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we see how true Paul's words are, that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of this world. That's why Moses tells us in our Old Testament lesson, as a way of showing that God keeps his word, that one day there'll be a prophet who is raised up, prophet just like me. And what did he say? Listen to him. When Jesus was baptized, what did the Father say about Jesus? Listen to him. We are to listen to him. But lest you think here that all things are just lost and everything is dire, just remember that the battle is a desperate one, but it's a desperate one from the loser's side, the demon's side. They're going to try and do everything that they can to make sure that you depart from the way and the truth. But the victory, quite frankly, has already been won. Jesus, the way, rose from the grave alive. And so we who have faith are going to have a victor's party in heaven. And that's because we worship the one who is truly in authority. And so with our theme, it's all about Jesus. Indeed it is. Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy One of God, in whose faith we put our trust in. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.